It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason Flow Dreaming has grown is because of your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand Flow Dreaming. The only way to correct that is through you, leaving a few words about the program. So pop over to iTunes or your podcast app and write a review. It means so much to me when you do. Now, on to the show. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I'm Summer, and we're going to spend the next little while together going over a kind of strange topic for flow dreaming. I call it the 5-year plan and the 50-year plan. This is not my husband's favorite subject or my mom's. In fact, whenever I bring it up, it drives them crazy. But I'm going to bring it up with you because it's really impacted me and my life. Many of you know that I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer last year, and I went through the last 12 months of intensive healing and growth and change. And the way that I pursued it is I decided that I would do some traditional oncology medicine, and I would do some traditional oncological medicine. I would combine the two. I would do both, in essence, a kind of integrative approach. What I've learned is that, you know, after a certain point, your body, they say, hey, you know, it's just maintenance. It's just, you know, we've gotten rid of everything we can find in you. Now we just have to let time happen. We've got to see where this goes. If there's more, it'll reveal itself, you know, caught up in your bones or cells. And if it's all gone, it'll just never come back. And this is true really from both approaches, because if we knew it to be completely gone, I wouldn't have to be taking all of my various anti-cancer supplements and doing all my other continuous healing modalities. What we know is that the prevention has to continue because there's the chance it could still be present. So you can imagine that being that my line of thinking and living and breathing and being is flow dreaming and manifesting, you might say to yourself, Summer, shouldn't you be the one who says it's completely gone? It will never come back. Shouldn't my belief be so strong that I prevent any ounce of cancer from returning, right? That's a very obvious question to ask. I have asked it 1,000 times. I asked that question when I got cancer. It's the same question we all ask, which is basically, why do we suffer? If we were all so powerful, these all-knowing, completely in control beings, we would never suffer. We would never have anything in our lives that caused pain, right? And yet we do. So to say that I'm just going to think and feel it away, I feel, is a fallacy. I think that's the easy and cheap way out. The reality is we're co-creators. We create, we direct, we manifest, we set the goals. And yet there's something else, another part of us, perhaps, a higher consciousness, God, source, universal mind. We all have our own individual beliefs, but we know that we're making our lives in tandem. And not everything that befalls us is explainable. So, when I'm talking about cancer today, my flowing intention, when I'm talking to the universe, I'm saying, hey, I've got another 50 years. This was a blip. This was a turning point, a sharp turn for sure in my life, but I've got another 50. And I'm going to live that way. However, there's another part of me. And I can't deny her, and I can't pretend she doesn't exist. I can't stuff her. And she says, well, you might just have 5. If it's going to return, it'll return probably within 5. Do you have a 5-year plan? Wouldn't you feel stupid if you were planning 50 years and you didn't spend as much time with your kids as you wished and you didn't travel to as many places as you wished because you were still on your 50-year plan? This is where it gets really interesting. Because even though my 5-year plan is driven by this fear and uncertainty, it's got another side to it. And this is the side that says, drink up, live life, enjoy the honey, enjoy the sunshine, play, give yourself more love, make it count. This is the 5-year plan. This is the pressure, the emotional pressure it puts on me. So I have 2 plans coexisting in my life right now. The 5-year plan that says, live it up. And the 50-year plan that says, keep putting money in your retirement account. Keep doing your nightly walks so your body remains healthy and you don't get cardiovascular stress when you're older. Think about your own life. How are you planning it? So before I got cancer, I just assumed. I assumed I would live to be at least 80 or 90 or 100. I have some very long livers in my life, excuse me, in my family. We go past 100 in many cases. So for me to be diagnosed with cancer so early was really a shocker. Really a shocker. Youngest one in my family, in both sides of 2 very large families. And I remember that feeling I used to have before, that taking for granted. Oh, yeah, I got another 50. In a way, it lets you off the hook. You can screw around a bit more. You can take your time doing things. You don't need to get out of those bad situations quite as quickly. You know? But when you realize you don't have 50, you tighten up in a good way. You say, I'm not going to stand for that. No, I refuse to let you get me upset. No, you're not allowed to pull me out of balance. I don't love you enough to let you do that, to interfere with my precious years that way. Yes, I'm going to spend more time with my kids. In fact, right after I finish taping this podcast, we're all going to the Wild Animal Park. Why? Because I just want to ride around in the tram and the sunshine and look at all the animals out there in the hills. Anyone who's faced death, anyone who's had someone that they love close die, anyone who's developed an illness, you guys know what I'm talking about. There's an aftermath or an imprint that happens. And this imprint, it's a lingering feeling. You deal with the actual event. And then you perhaps even physically heal through the event, or time allows you to heal through the event. But there's another part of you that needs to heal. And that's the emotional self. My emotional healing is ongoing. My emotional healing is probably going to extend for at least the next 5 years, if not longer. And that's the funny thing, especially about cancer. The world works to cure you physically. It doesn't really know what to do with you emotionally. There are support groups, local programs. But it's not like there's this knowledge that permeates the entire world of cancer or oncology, that there needs to be a substantial emotional healing system in place as well. And this is where you see people become depressed and anxious. They live on the edge, or as with the other shoe about to drop. I did a podcast on that recently. I wonder how much that plays into the return of cancer. If you're not fully emotionally healed, if you continue to carry that fear, that worry. This has been a question I've asked myself a lot with my 5-year plan and my 50-year plan, because part of me says even acknowledging the 5-year plan is telling my flow, telling my future, I may not live. I really don't want my flow to mirror that. Yet at the same time, that 5-year plan is provoking me to live even better than I would otherwise live. If I slipped back into that, oh, I've got all the time in the world. Sure, I don't have to get rid of this abusive thing, and I don't have to really work on those boundaries yet. Oh, you know, there's always tomorrow, the next day, the next day. You know what I'm saying? That taking for granted feeling. That's something I want to keep. Having let go of that taking for granted feeling. You see what I'm getting at? There's a pro and a con, a yes and a no. So instead of resisting it, instead of denying it, instead of hating or being upset that I have it or saying there's a better way, if you were only better and brighter at this summer, you could reach that feeling. Instead of berating myself that way, I get gentle with myself. And I say, your 5-year plan is making you a better mom. Your 5-year plan is increasing your daily happiness. Your 5-year plan is making you feel that even if you have this beautiful 50, you had a 5-year spike right there in the middle of your life where you really lived full out. And that makes me wonder, what if I lived that way for 5 years? And I live. I'm going to want to live the next 5 that same way. And then I'll want to live the 5 after that way as well. And then maybe before you know it, I'll have lived the full 50 that way. That's my real plan. That's what my heart tells my flow. And I want any other cancer survivor to hear me. Live that way. Anyone with any illness, live that way. See what happens. All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to get into flow. And we're going to flow for life. We're going to flow to live beautifully, well, richly, giving ourselves that permission. Live it like you mean it. Right after this. Hi, it's summer, but on break, and I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is me school? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me school is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life, the way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things, everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field.
And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff. And we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right. I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode.
All right, are you ready? Let's do some flow dreaming. The whole point, by the way, of today's show is to get us all to give ourselves permission to increase the richness in our lives. To say to ourselves, I allow you to enjoy, to embrace. It's that old saying, live like there's no tomorrow. Well, live like there's 5 years. What would you do? What would you change? It's a worthy question to ask, because at the very least, it will create a spike of juicy beauty right there in the center of where you've been and where you're going. You don't need anything to propel you to get to that place. You just need to choose it, and choose it now. And don't feel guilty for choosing it. I don't. The fact that I'm pointing myself toward more vacations, more time with my kids, more time giving to my body, getting massages. These are things I should have been doing all along. Now I just know, without any doubt, that I'm required to, I'm permitted to, I'm expected to, I should be. That's the difference. I know that I should be. I'm supposed to be. And so I am. It's so freeing. Absolutely freeing. All right, so close your eyes and let's drop into flow together. What you're about to experience is an emotional technique that will open the door from your present reality into an expanded reality, one I call flow. It's like when your computer checks the server for email, right? This computer is the thing right in front of you. Yet somehow in a billionth of a second, it's checking a vast, big network. What's the communication? What's the messages? And likewise, you can send information to that network. Well, right now you're going to send information to your network, to your flow. So go ahead and relax and take a nice breath. Make some noise. Why not? It feels good. Let your vocal cords relax. Let your shoulders drop. Allow your abdomen to release. Roll your neck. Open and close your jaw, yawn. Feel your brow relax. Your body's ready to go. It's loving you right now for giving it a few minutes to just cool down, turn down. And you're loving that you can let go and release. Release your mind. You're like a bit of cosmic thread on a spool, unwinding. You see this beautiful thread coming off the spool, flowing off of it? That's you. That's you in flow, moving through every moment of your life. You've had so many moments. See those in the past? And there's even more you can't see, beyond your ability to fathom them in your human mind. And here are all the moments that have recently ticked by. Have you enjoyed them? Did you live them? Did you drink of them? Did you give in them? Did you love in them? Did you help in them? Did you shelter in them? And you see, too, these moments that are ahead of you still coming up in the future. You see them far out, stringing outward like little bits of fabric on a kite string. These bits of your future aren't yet formed, but they're coming. They're coming. Whether you're in a body or out of a body, they're still coming. They'll always be coming. Because that's what you are. That's your nature. Eternal. Forever. Observant, aware, growing. So you're looking ahead now at the few years you have in front of you. Just the first few, not all of them, the rest of your long and luscious, loving life. Just look at the next few coming up. What did you expect to do with them? Is that changing now? Do you feel like I want to get there a little sooner? I want to plunge into it now. What have I been waiting for? What have you been waiting for? Can you feel that? What have you been waiting for? Do you need to keep waiting for that? Or do you have permission now? Can you give yourself permission now? Can you start dropping into it now? Doesn't matter if you don't have the resources or the ability yet. Feel yourself opening your heart to it. Allow in those resources. Throw open those doors. Say yes, yes. Go ahead, name those things. What do you want to have or be or do? Feel them, have them, name them. Maybe all that stuff you said about waiting was just an illusion, a rationale. For a moment, live like next year, the next three, the next five, the next 10 will be the very best decade of your life. What will that feel like? When do you want it to start? Starting now. We're starting now. All of us are starting now. Feel that. It's yours. Flow will give it to you. It will give you anything you ask for. Co-create with it. Rev it up. Start it now. Doesn't your heart feel good? Isn't it just singing? Yes. I'm ready. I'm ready. Smiling. Loving it. Loving the feeling. Even now as you return, becoming aware again of where you are. Back from your daydream, back from your flow dream, into your own body. And you open your eyes. And there you have it. Boy, that's a flow dream to shake you up, reorient you, get you going on what you should be doing all along. What are you waiting for? Start it now. Be it now. Live it now. Love it now. Make your 50-year plan have these periods of extra richness. Commit to it. It'll change everything. Okay. There we go. Loved being with you. As always, this week. I hope you'll go visit the Flow Dreaming store. I often like to give little referrals. If you like that Flow Dream, you might want to try this one or that one. A great one to go with what we did today is the future self, my future self, my future self. In fact, I am putting together, or I have already put together by the time this airs, a brand new package called My Future Self. So look for it in some of your emails if you're signed up for my emails. Look for it in the shop. It is a beautiful way to remodel all of you starting now. Letting it happen. Letting yourself finally go the way you want to go. So look for it. And until next time, I love you guys. And I hope you have a beautiful week. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show. And she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.